Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. And every week, our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. Now, earlier today, a multi-ministry task force press briefing was held to talk about measures that will be introduced to combat the increase in COVID-19 community cases here in Singapore. The measures will roll out from this Sunday, the 16th of May, from 1 month until June 13th. They include, for example, a reduction in permissible group size from 5 persons to up to 2 persons. To find out more, we're joined now by Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times. Lynette, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel.
Lynette, perhaps we can start off. Can you give us an overview of the main measures that were announced today that will roll out from this Sunday?
Okay, so the biggest thing, people can only go out in groups of 2 from this Sunday. So whether it's grocery shopping, exercising, it can only be going out in groups of 2. Right now, the current limit is 5. From Sunday, it will be 2. And the same goes for households. You can only get 2 unique visitors a day. Another big thing is that dining in is no longer allowed. So this applies to all F&B outlets, whether it's hawker centres or food courts or restaurants. Basically, all indoor activities where you don't have to wear a mask will be stopped. So things like gyms, spas, facials, you won't be able to do that. Singing classes.
Right.
The only exception to this, is medical and dental services.
What about large events as well and religious congregations, Lynette?
Okay, so for large events, live shows, MICE events, that kind of thing, right now we can only have up to 50 people without pre-event testing or 100 people with pre-event testing, and there's to be no unmasking, no singing, no playing of instruments, things like that. The same goes for worship services, religious services. Right now, the rules say you can have 250 people with pre-event testing or 100 people without. Now that's going down to 50 people without pre-event testing and 100 with pre-event testing.
I see. So talk to us about what's happening with F&B restaurants. So restaurants will be closed, but they're able to offer takeaways. Is that correct? How does this differ with what's happening with hawker centres?
Yeah, so that's, hawker centres also will have to offer takeaways. Mm-hmm. The thing is that there'll be an increase in the job support scheme payout.
Okay, so there'll be some support. Okay.
Yes.
So what measures can we expect, additional measures from the job support scheme will be rolled out to help F&B outlets and hawkers tide through this period of time?
Okay, so right now the support rate is 10% for wages paid up to June 2021, and this is going to go up to 50% of the first 4,600 of gross monthly wages for local employees. So quite a significant increase in support. And specifically for hawkers and coffee shop storeholders that you were talking about just now, if they're tenants of government agencies, they get a 1 month rental waiver.
We're speaking with Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times. So Lynette, these measures are set to last for a month. So it's from this Sunday until June 13th. Will there be any further assessment? Could we possibly see further tightening?
Yes, so unfortunately, further tightening is possible. What the government has said is that they'll be looking at a few indicators over the next 2 weeks, things like the number of unlinked community cases, for example. And looking at these indicators, they will see if the situation is improving or if it's deteriorating. And Education Minister Lawrence Wong has said that he will not hesitate to take further measures depending on the situation. So that's quite a strong indication that we might see further tightening if things get worse.
Talk to us about the current COVID-19 situation here in Singapore, because we have seen a number of unlinked cases. We've got the clusters such as Changi and TTSH, but we've also seen a number of school-linked cases or children who are going to school that have tested positive. What does this mean for educational institutions?
Yeah, so for educational institutions, one of the things that they said at the press conference earlier today was that teachers are all required to wear surgical masks when teaching, so face shields will no longer be an option. And although having said that, most teachers were already wearing masks, and we haven't seen any evidence of transmission in schools, so that's a good thing. The schooling cases that we've seen so far involved students, but the actual transmission seems to have taken place outside of schools, in tuition centers, and things like that.
Were there any other key messages that were shared during the briefing today, Lynette?
Well, I think the key thing is that, this is definitely a setback for everyone, and it's not going to be an easy time. So, I guess the key thing is, we just have to keep on going. You just have to keep on abiding by all these new measures, just to make sure that cases go down, and then hopefully, after this month, we can ease up again, rather than having to have this these stricter measures, the period of these stricter measures extended.
Thank you, Lynette. We've been speaking with Lynette Lai, political correspondent at The Straits Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.